Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the very beautiful aspects of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this aspect where His Eminence was able to control his anger, he was able to restrain his anger. And in some of the ways in which this is explained, it is called swallowing one's anger. And of course, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, as far as all of the historians are concerned, we do not find in any place that His Eminence became angry and that his anger is recorded somewhere in the history books. What's interesting is when you compare this with perhaps some of the other companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we find that some of the other companions, they would become angry, and it has been recorded in the historical books that they would become angry. But the beautiful part about Imam Ali alayhi salam and His Eminence's persona is that we do not find anywhere in recorded history that His Eminence became angry and that he said something out of anger or he did something out of anger. Of course, when out of anger one does something or one says something, it is pretty much most probably all the time, it is an act of oppression because the intention is being done out of anger. And so anger, of course, is not something that is positive. Anger is something that is negative. To become angry is something that is not an ethical virtue by any means. And so when one does something out of anger, of course, this is something that is being done with the wrong intention. Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, has said that anger is like this kind of insanity. And so anything that you do out of insanity, of course, is not going to be something that is acceptable. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he commands in one of his letters that one should swallow their anger. And His Eminence also, when he talks about that, he says that, "I have not found a sweeter thing than swallowing one's anger, restraining one's anger, controlling one's anger, and that there is nothing more pleasant in consequence and as a result of swallowing one's anger and controlling one's anger." Right, so this is something, of course, that's really important. And as I said, it is something that is a very important part of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We never find that, you know, he was angry. And so this angriness, right, this is something that is unfortunately... we fall into this trap. It is something that we end up doing. And again, there's various reasons why we end up becoming angry. Most of the time, it is related to being stressed, to have anxiety, to be depressed, to have a lot of pressure on an individual. And so all of a sudden, you know, as they say, one snaps. And when they snap, they become angry and then they can't control themselves. But at that moment of becoming angry and snapping, if there's, well, of course, if there's a way to be able to prevent us falling into certain situations and conditions where we will end up being angry, that is really important. But also, you know, when we're about to get angry and we feel like we're about to snap, to try to control ourselves, to try to change our mind, to think about something else, to find recourse and refuge and safe haven in the Almighty Allah, or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, or Imam Ali alayhi salam, and to ask Imam Ali alayhi salam that you were able to control your anger in such a beautiful and perfect and divine manner, please help us to be able to do the same. A very profound lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم And I would like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali. There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali. I'll begin with the ayat that I recited from Surah Al-Fatir, Surah number 35. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayat number 30 and 31, begins by saying that He is the one who revealed to you, O Muhammad, the book, which is actually the book based on Haqq. And this is a book which confirms what it was revealed before it in Torah or Injil or Dawood or other suhuf. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the following ayah, ثُمَّ أَوْرَسْنَا الْكِتَابِ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا And then we made heirs to the book some chosen ones from our servants. So Allah says, after you, O Muhammad, we have chosen certain individuals and they will be the waris of the Quran. They will be the heirs to the book. There is a long discussion about it, especially the words which have come after that first sentence of the second ayat that I recited. But the answer is very simple. There have been debates with the Muslims during the days of the fourth Imam, the days of the eighth Imam on this ayat. And they have conclusively proven that this doesn't apply to the Ummah collectively. It applies to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the waris of the Quran. He is the heir of the Quran.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.